Authorities still have not linked yesterday's shooting of a 35-year-old bus driver to the Washington-area sniper. Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose, late yesterday, urged the shooter to continue talking with investigators.
In the past several days, you have attempted to communicate with us. We have researched the option you stated and found that it is not possible electronically to comply in the manner that you requested. However, we remain open and ready to talk to you about the options you have mentioned. It is important that we do this without anyone else getting hurt.
Law enforcement officials did not elaborate on the chief's statement. NPR's Jennifer Lutton reports that authorities are trying to piece together the sniper's personality and motives.
It's not certain the person contacting police through notes and phone calls is the sniper, but if it is, criminologist James Fox of Northeastern University says it shows the attacker is growing more bold, more comfortable.
It appears that the shooter is trying to call the shots, not just the gunshots, but also certain aspects of the investigation. He's in charge. He's telling them what he wants to talk to them. He's leaving messages with his texts saying, don't share this or that with the media, because he really is in control and wants to be in control.
Lawrence Kobylinski of John Jay College of Criminal Justice agrees. He believes the sniper is trying to throw off police by, apparently, striking so early in the morning, which he hadn't done before, and hitting back near Washington, D.C., just when it seemed he was moving farther away.
It's in your face. It's actually telling the police, there's nothing you can do to stop me. It doesn't matter what you do. I can strike any place I want, anywhere I want, anybody I want, and I'm unstoppable. I am God.
That's just bubblegum movie talk. I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
Michael Wellner is a forensic psychiatrist and teaches at New York University School of Medicine. He believes the police dragnets and community awareness are making the sniper more cautious, and that's why Wellner says he's been striking under cover of darkness, hidden in woods, in more remote locations.
What we're probably seeing is his perception that it's very difficult for him to move around and to try to find a location to continue this attack on the community unless he tries to find a soft spot. So he is attempting as best he can to have the police's attention absorbed elsewhere because he's being extra careful to pick out his sights so that he is not discovered and witnessed by the community.
Wellner believes the sniper's apparent attempt to communicate with police is a diversion to keep authorities focused on one place, like Richmond, Virginia, where the sniper may have been the one who left police a note, while he actually plans a strike elsewhere. Diversion or not, it's not uncommon for serial killers to leave notes about their crimes. Jack the Ripper sent taunting letters to the media in 19th century England. Criminologist James Fox says back-and-forth dialogue with authorities, as seems to be playing out now, is unusual, something he says is facilitated by live media coverage. But Fox says any dialogue is tricky for both parties.
The killer can make an error in his conversations with the police, let on more than he plans to, just in the same way the police can make an error in their dialogues with him, inspiring him to kill even more.
Fox believes this has already happened. When attention turned to safety around schools, the sniper shot a junior high student heading to class. When analysts saw a pattern of attacks further and further from Washington, he says the sniper, if it was him, struck right back where he started. Meantime, Fox and other analysts say the bad news is that none of these psychological clues are likely to help police track down the killer. Dorothy Ottenow Lewis is a psychiatrist at New York University and Yale. Over the years, she's analyzed 20 serial killers and says she still struggles to make sense of how they differed or were alike.
And just when I think that I really understand some phenomenon, I find that there is something new and there's more to be learned. And to generalize about this man without having evaluated him, I think, doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
If there's any logic to the seeming randomness of the killings, Ottenow Lewis says no one but the sniper can know what it is. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.